Nadifa Mohammed was born in Somalia and moved to the UK when she was 5. The Fortune Men is her 3rd novel and the first by a Somali-British author to be shortlisted for the Booker Prize. Based on the true story of a Somali-born seaman wrongly convicted for murder and hanged in 1952, it paints a vivid portrait of the multicultural Tiger Bay district of Cardiff at the time, and it poses questions about racism and justice that still resonate today. She joined me from her home in London to share the books of her life. Nadifa, was there a book that you read as a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
Well, there was definitely one that made me fall in love with reading, and it was Vlad the Drac by Anne Jungmann. And it's the story of a baby vampire who comes into the lives of 2 siblings who take him home to England and eventually grow to love and care for him like their own son. Well, I also moved to England at a young age. I wasn't a baby vampire, but I think I was interested in that dislocation. I wouldn't have put it that way as a kid, but I was intrigued as to how he makes a new life for himself. And the fact that he's a vampire and therefore seen as a threat, but is still small and still lovable and still naughty. And I just found there was something so engaging and charming, and I would draw Vlad the Drac a lot. I remember that.
One Wednesday afternoon, early in December, Paul came home from school early. He went straight upstairs and let Vlad out of his drawer.
"Quite a nice surprise," said Vlad. "I didn't expect you back for ages."
"We got sent home early because there was a leak in the classroom ceiling."
"No Judy?" asked Vlad.
"No, she's still at school."
"Oh, just us boys together, eh? Jolly good."
"Well, I'm not so sure about that. We had to bring some schoolwork home with us. I'm going to work on the kitchen table. You can come down to the kitchen with me if everyone's out. But you must play quietly while I do my work."
Vlad sat on Paul's shoulder as they went downstairs.
"You don't really have to do that boring old schoolwork, do you? Instead of playing with me."
Anthony Daniels narrating Vlad the Drac by Anne Jungmann, which is available from the RNIB Library. And is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
Yes. At the moment, I want to say Middlesex by Jeffrey Eugenides. It was a book I read, I think, within 24 hours or even 12 hours in Geneva once when I was visiting a friend. And I just was completely wowed by it. And I keep craving that story. I keep remembering parts of it and thinking, well, I really should reread that. So maybe the next rainy day I'll reread Middlesex. So Middlesex is about a young teenager who is diagnosed with a form of hormonal disorder, which means that despite thinking she was a girl for a long time, it turns out that as she hits puberty, she's developing male features. And it also tells the backstory of her parents and grandparents who fled Greece during the firebombing of Smyrna just after the First World War. So it takes on huge pieces of history, the Detroit riots, Smyrna, as well as this one young person's story as they try to come to terms with their life taking a completely different path to what they had expected.
"I made a doctor's appointment for you. I just went to the doctor. Not with Dr. Phil, with Dr. Bauer." "Who's Dr. Bauer?" "He's a lady's doctor." There was a hot bubbling in my chest, as if my heart were eating pop rocks. But I played it cool, looking out at the lake. "Who says I'm a lady?" "Very funny. I just went to the doctor, Mom." "That was for your physical. What's this for?" "When girls get to be a certain age, Callie, they have to go get checked." "Why?" "To make sure everything's okay." "What do you mean, everything?" "Just everything."
Peter Brook narrating Middlesex by Jeffrey Eugenides, which is available from the RNIB Library. Finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yes, it's a non-fiction book, and it's called Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments by Sadia Hartman. It's fantastic. It's looking at the lives of African-American women in the post-emancipation era up until maybe the 1930s, 40s. And it's also looking at how radical these young women were, not by choice, but just by the fact that they had no other options, or they were creating new ways of living without realizing, because the old ways of living served no purpose for them. So again, it's about people who don't fit neatly into any box, who don't want to fit neatly in those boxes, and finding beauty in the hardship of their lives.
This book is informed by a different set of values and recognizes the revolutionary ideals that animated ordinary lives. It explores the utopian longings and the promise of a future world that resided in waywardness and the refusal to be governed. The album assembled here is an archive of the exorbitant, a dream book for existing otherwise. By attending to these lives, a very unexpected story of the 20th century emerges, one that offers an intimate chronicle of black radicalism, an aesthetical and riotous history of colored girls and their experiments with freedom, a revolution before Gatsby. For the most part, the history and the potentiality of their life world has remained unthought, because no one could conceive of young black women as social visionaries and innovators in the world in which these acts took place.
Alison Johnson, narrating Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments, Histories of Social Upheaval, written by Sadia Hartman, which is available commercially.
Nadifa Mohammed, thank you so much for sharing your love of reading with the listeners and for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you.
Like all the books on this and previous year's Booker shortlists, The Fortune Men is available from the RNIB Library, thanks to the generosity of the Booker Foundation.